When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 76. Today's date, August 7th. In today's podcast, we get into five topics. First, we recap the men 122-87 drubbing over Brazil in a game that saw us get off to a fast start and even finish faster. Next, we'll preview the men's semifinal game versus Serbia, a rematch of a USA rout last week. We'll talk about, can the Serbians find a way to keep it close? Next, we preview the other semifinal game as Germany, playing as well as any team besides the United States, as a minus 215 moneyline favorite over a team in France that did not play well for a while, but had their best performance against Canada. Can the French team with the roaring home crowd find their way into the finals? Next, fresh off a game that just went final not too long ago, an 88-74. The score is a lot worse than what the final score was. 88-74 win by the United States over Nigeria. We'll look at the adjustment that Cheryl Reeve has made, something that you know I have asked for, and it seemed to pay dividends. Last, we go to the association. As someone rumored to be moved all summer, Lauri Markkanen signed in a massive extension with the Utah Jazz. What does that mean for the Utah Jazz, a team that's rebuilding? And what that mean on Lauri Markkanen, and me telling you, just because he got the extension doesn't mean he's going to fulfill his contract with the Jazz. Let's get started with first that 122-87 win by the United States, covering as a large favorite. And when you look at the U.S. team, you have to first think about the play of the three leading scorers, Devin Booker, 18 points, and Edwards, 17, Joel Embiid, 14 points. And when we talked about this matchup, I remember, folks, we talked about the fact of this team in Brazil was the best offensive rebounding team in the field. And I tried to make a case to you folks of, one, that could lead to problems for Brazil on the defensive end of the floor, meaning the ability for the United States to get out and run a transition if we were able to protect the boards. And that is one thing that was key, was that. And when you looked at the game, we out-rebounded them 46 to 34, right? Even on the offensive rebounds, that's perfect, right? You look at the fact that, you know, we shot more free throws. We made more free throws than they attempted, right? We had more assists. We had less turnovers. You know, we had less fouls. It was as good of a performance we've seen out of this team from start to finish, except that you want to talk about giving up 35 points in the third quarter to Brazil. But it really didn't matter, folks, because the USA team was up by 27 points at the half, 23 at the end of three, and then they poured it on to finish it out. But the key person in all of this was the play of Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid with 14.7 rebounds, and Joel Embiid was absolutely fantastic. when you linked about this game, you talked about the rebounding. Well, Joel Embiid came out firing. I think he had 12 out of his 14 points in the first quarter, hit all of his threes, and really showed why, when he's right and he's healthy, he's the best player in the world. Even better than Nikola Jokic. But we hadn't seen that in JoJo. We saw it, and it gave the USA a huge boost in their performance. If you think about it, folks, in that USA game, Anthony Edwards led the team in shots with 10. 10! LeBron with 6. Embiid with 6. D-Book with 9. Holiday with 7. They literally spread the wealth. 31 assists to 45 made field goals. So Joel Embiid kind of got it going along with D-Book early in that game. Right? And then everybody got involved. And I think what makes this team so dangerous offensively is, let's be honest, any one of those guys, except for Halliburton, because he's not going to get the minutes because he's obviously the 12th man. Any one of those guys can give you 15 with their eyes closed on this team. And what we've started to do is guys are finding spots to score and guys are getting them involved. Look no further than LeBron. 17 minutes, 9 assists. Folks, that is an assist every 2 minutes. Under that. That is absurd. But when you got all these guys around him, especially when the USA can shoot it from three, shooting 15 for 31 from three, when LeBron drives it, you got guys that can kick out and score. So that is the way they played was really encouraging because I feel like they're starting to turn it on now. And that's what we have been wanting to see is don't worry about them. Let's worry about us. And let's make sure that we are playing our best basketball. And Steve, and I'm going to say this. I was on this morning on the early line with Donnie and Ben. And I brought this up. I want people to understand this. When you are the number one seed and there are 4 quarterfinal games and Greece is up 10 at the end of the first quarter on Germany. Germany was the favorite. Serbia was a favorite. They were down 22 at one point to Australia in the first half. Canada is supposed to be the second best team in the world. They get picked off by France. If you're Steve Kerr, you're looking in the locker room. You're like, damn, guys. Look what just happened. I mean, Germany had to wake up and obviously in the second quarter, you know, Serbia had to come all the way back and we're in a dogfight, right? And then obviously we saw what happened to Canada. We can't come out like that. So I love the urgency I saw. I also love the fact that anytime I can get Anthony Davis at 7.5 rebounds, I'm taking it. We talked about it on Monday. AD went 8 rebounds. They hang him at 7.5. That's got to be your play. Because he's going to get the minutes, and he's one of our best offensive rebounders. The other one I told you to go for is Ant-Man. If I think we're blowing teams out, Ant's going to get his shots. And what I say to you, if he gets about 9 to 10 shots, he's going to get there. Ant got 10 shots. So that's a guy that's going to get his shots up. He's going to be able to score and get to his points prop. I talked about the concern with Steph Curry. Folks, 1 3-point attempt. This basketball ain't right for him right now. And it's very obvious that you should not be looking at Steph Curry's 3-point props anytime soon. It's just, I think the ball has affected him, and I think he knows that he doesn't have to go ahead and score the ball with the recklessness that he thinks he needs to. It sets up an interesting game versus Serbia, who, until their game versus Australia, had looked really, really good – and the games after they played the USA. USA 16-point favorites, over-under of 188. Remember, the game got to 194 with the USA with a 26-point win. USA minus 1,800 on the money line. Do I expect the USA to lose? No. Do I expect them to cover the spread? Yes. USA has won every game in the Olympics by 17-plus points. And Steve Kerr, he's very smart. He talked about the rebounding, the how tough they are with Brazil. Now he's talking about the sleepy team in Serbia that did not play well the first time against them. He is keeping, and he's putting it out in the media, folks, because he wants his guys to make sure they don't take Serbia for granted. When you look at that first game, LeBron James absolutely fantastic. Joel Embiid only had 4 points. I'm going back to Embiid if that point spread's around 10.5. Anthony Edwards at 11. You know what my deal is. I'm running back to Ant-Man. Anthony Davis with 8 rebounds. 7.5 rebounds or more, I'm going to him. When you look at Serbia, Bogdanović obviously is one of the keys along with the Joker. Avramović is also something I would look at. He only went 0-for-3 from 3. And he had the ball in his hands a lot in that game versus Australia. So I think Serbia is going to play better, but I don't expect them to cover the spread. I really feel like, folks, this team is starting to roll. And I think they know that they're 2 games away from accomplishing their goal. And I think, we're playing better, right? Serbia wasn't, we came out the gates hot, right? South Sudan, we picked it up, we played well. Puerto Rico, after the first quarter, took up a step. Brazil, another step up. I think we continue to do so. And if you think about the lines, right? On FanDuel, with the USA obviously as a big favorite. You have to start to think about where could there be any team plays, right? Besides, you know, myself saying that I'm going to lay the points with the United States. Simply put, folks, and remember that game between the United States and Serbia, if I'm not mistaken, it tips off at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. So when you look at this game, which is 16.5, depending on when you watch this podcast, I told you that I'm looking at Joel Embiid really quick because I want to make sure people have my props here, okay? Joel Embiid does not have points props out yet on FanDuel. Check in the morning. They could be waiting for the lineup, see who we start, okay? I told you how I've loved Anthony Edwards. It's at 12.5. I'm going to go back to Ant because I think he's a guy that can go get a bucket. And if it's a blowout, he's going to play more. Folks, Steph Curry's 3-point prop is over 2.5 at plus money. It was 2.5 at minus 156 last game. Folks, I still can't touch it. I still can't touch it. I got to get Steph to kind of go on this. And this is how close it is. Ready, folks? Steph Curry on FanDuel make 2+ made threes is minus 290. Over 2.5. Just make one more is plus 108. I can't touch over or under with Steph. I'm going to leave that alone. When you go to the rebounding, Anthony Davis over 7.5 rebounds. I told you that he's the best rebounder. So I'm going to run to the window and I'm going to go ahead and I will take that. Lastly, Nikola Jokic over 7.5 assists. I will take the over with that. I think the USA will continue to flood him and make him have other guys beat us over 7.5 assists. So really quick, check and see what JoJo's points come out. It's around 10.5 or so. Go to win the ticket. And Edwards over 12.5 points. AD over 7.5 rebounds. He's, like I said, he has been our best rebounder to date. LeBron over 7.5 assists. I think that's too close. I'm not going to take that. I think that we're going to be able to score Our team prop is over under 102.5. We have put up 122, 104, 103, 114. So I will go ahead and I will take the United States to go over 102.5 points. I think they get out in transition and make this a track meet. USA minus 16.5 point favorites, over under 188. Let's move on to the other semifinal game, which has Germany, who's undefeated so far in the Olympics, as a 5 to 5.5 point favorite over the host nation of France, over under 157. See the stark contrast here? Got to remember, folks, France's last game got to 155. Germany's game got to 139. So when you look at this game, this is going to be a half-court game. And both teams are going to want to play this close to the vest. Last time France and Germany played, it was an 85-71 win by Germany. And when you think about this game, and you think about how they play, the team prop right now is 76.5 points for France. I'm going under that. Germany's given up 63, 71, 73, 77 so far this Olympics. They play with some of the slowest pace that there is. God, remember, the last time they played, the best player on the floor was Franz Wagner, who was absolutely fantastic with 26 points. Wemby with a double-double. Obviously, I think that's something that's going to be in play here. You're not going to get yourself a great odds for a double-double by Wembanyama. He's a minus 200, so I wouldn't even touch it. The key thing is to look at is, when you look at this game, is to look at what is happening on the French side. They have pulled Rudy Gobert out of the starting lineup. A Rudy Gobert that's been largely ineffective, and to the point where Draymond Green has made comments about, you are an NBA like top flight starter and you can't even see the floor. So who can I look at? There's a sneaky little prop I'm going to look at, and it's Yabusele. Over 3.5 rebounds at minus 102. Yabusele is someone whose playing time has increased, and he's gone into the starting lineup. 5 rebounds in 30 minutes. Slow game, half-court game. Yabusele over 3.5 rebounds at minus 102. As regards to points props, obviously you can look at the play of Franz Wagner at 21.5. To me, a guy that often gets overlooked by Germany is honestly the play of Daniel Theis. This is a guy that's had a good career, does a lot of things, only 6 points in the last game. So the points may be a little difficult to come by, but he's got to keep France off the boards. So I do like Daniel Theis over 7.5 rebounds at plus 108. And I've been going back and forth with this all day. Because going into the Olympics, I said that the United States' biggest threat may not be Canada, but I thought it was France. And I was basing it on Gobert, Wembanyama. Gobert's been ineffective. And this was the best performance we saw out of France. I'm still going to lay the 4.5 points with Germany. I think they're the second best team in this event. They've been far more consistent. And they will cause defensive problems for France in regard to France being able to score. So let's go through this again. First with this game. Minus 4.5 for Germany. Daniel Theis over 7.5 rebounds. Yabusele over 3.5 rebounds for France. Going back to the first game, USA minus the points. AD over 7.5 rebounds, and over 12.5 points. USA team total over 102.5. Let's go to the women who won 88-74 earlier today versus Nigeria, not covering as I do believe a 26.5 point favorite. Who led the way? Do I even need to go into it? Asia Wilson, double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds. How you doing? Like another day at the office. Breanna Stewart, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, took 7 shots. Didn't really need to do much. She scored 13 points in 19 minutes. And Stewie has been absolutely fantastic. Folks, I really hope people who don't watch a lot of women's basketball are showing their appreciation for Asia Wilson and Breanna Stewart. When you think about top five, and I talked about this before, I want people to understand something. We talk about top five players in the NBA, and some people will say it's Giannis. Some people will say it's Joker. Some will say it's Embiid. Some will say it could be SGA right now. Some will say it's Luka Doncic. Folks, 1-2, Asia, Stewie, and then it's like a huge drop-off after that. They are so dominant that it's scary. And teams are loading up on them. And it doesn't matter. So what did I like about this women's team today? Folks, simply put, Cheryl Reeve made the change. She pulled DT out of the starting lineup. Reporting on social media, articles I've seen. I'm going to just keep it real. First person to say pull DT out of the starting lineup, show up right away. And this is no disrespect to DT. And I want people to understand, no one is disrespecting Taurasi and what she's done. And you can argue whether she'd be on the team or not. This ain't helping matters. But she's on the team now. She shouldn't be starting. The concern is the pressure that Nigeria had and gives defensively. So you bring another ball handler onto the floor in Jackie Young, someone that has played the point and plays next to Chelsea Gray and understands how Chelsea moves and operates. See, you got yourself the three Las Vegas Aces on the floor together. They know how to play with each other. And I thought Jackie Young was really good. Didn't shoot the ball from three this game, but had 15 points, 3 rebounds. Brittany Griner doing Brittany Griner things. Get her in the game. She's 6'8". Who the hell is going to stop her? I also thought that Kelsey Plum made a couple of big threes in that second quarter that kind of opened that game up. I think it was like a 15-0 run that USA went on. So they didn't cover the spread. Why am I not worried? Folks, they gave up 26 points in the fourth quarter. The game was a 28-point game going into the fourth. So this is where you have to be careful with these spreads, is you're going to get backdoor covers. By the way, shout out to Nigeria. First African nation, men or women, to get to the medal round. They deserve a great congratulations. Both Nigeria with the women and South Sudan with the men represented themselves quite nicely in these Olympic Games. So that sets up the USA to play their next game, I do believe on Friday. And a USA team that against Australia, who is by far the best team in the world. Line is out. USA minus 18.5. Game tips off 11:30 Friday a.m. Newsflash. Coach is going to be betting on the ponies in Saratoga. But for my people, I will get up early and I will post my best bets for USA versus Australia. And I'll give a little sprinkle on France-Belgium, which I think is going to be a really, really good game. Let's end today's podcast talking about Lauri Markkanen getting himself the bag. Lori Marketing signs a five-year extension worth $238, $220 million in new money. Got to remember, the market had 1 year left at about $18 million. So what this does with this extension, and what people understand is, this is the first thing that I saw that made this like, okay. Lori Marketing is not finishing his time in Utah. No chance. I think there's a better chance of Lori Marketing getting moving now more than ever. But remember, folks, he can't be traded until next offseason. Why? Because after this year, he's going to have 4 years left on his deal. And that helps two ways. One, the new team gets him for 4 years. For Danny Ainge, more ammo. You get him for 4 years. Now we can ask for more in regards to draft compensation. And simply put, the Utah Jazz team is not competing right now to win a championship. You look at their depth, and they're young. Keontae George, Lauri Markkanen, Taylor Hendricks, obviously Isaiah Collier, Cody Williams, Bryce Sensabaugh, Walker Kessler. These are young guys, folks. So Colin Sexton, probably getting moved as soon as they can get him. Jordan Clarkson, shockingly, doesn't have value because he can score. But Jordan Clarkson does not play a lot of defense. John Collins, who is like one of the biggest enigmas in the NBA, because he can go get you 25 and 15 and then give you 6-4 the next game. But he's a freak of nature. And at 26, someone may want to take a chance at him. You look at someone, honestly, like a Walker Kessler, right, who has been rumored to be moved at some point. If I'm talking about playing Keontae George, Taylor Hendricks, Isaiah Collier, the rookie, Cody Williams, the rookie, Bryce Sensabaugh, second year, maybe keep it Walker Kessler. That means either Danny Ainge thinks that they're going to be a championship team in 3 to 4 years, or he's going to wait 1 year and he's going to trade Lori Markkanen and he's going to get the farm. Folks, he may have signed a massive extension. But I will say this, Lori Markkanen will not be a member of the Utah Jazz for the 25-26 season. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for August 7th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app, pregame, in-game, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next podcast will shoot on Monday to be released on Tuesday. We'll get into, and just actually review, the Olympics as they'll be finished. But then we'll preview the second half of the WNBA season, and we're going to start to go through the NBA team by team and start to give you my outlook for that team for this upcoming season. For my producer, Maddie George, Vinny, who always does a great job for the graphics, thank you for listening, folks. Remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.